Rabbi Tov, good tovach. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight's shir is Le'ilui Nishmas Gershon Ben Yechezkel Feivel, and in the zchus of our learning together, the neshama should indeed have a great aliyah. I'd like to talk tonight a little bit about one of the makas in this morning's sedra and Parshas Bo, and that is Choshech. There's been a lot of discussion about the significance and the meaning for us of the Makkah of Choshech. Indeed, the Makkahs have to be understood not simply as a recollection and a reflection of the consequences, the tragic consequences that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrought upon Mitzrayim for their subjugation of the Jewish people. But as the Lubavitcher Rebbe is recorded in the Kutei Sichos, he points out that each one of the Makkahs is meant to be a reflection, a mirror for us about an important and valuable midah or lesson in our avodas Hashem. So if we take a look at the Makkah of Choshech, what's the first thing that's interesting to note here is that Torah Tamima says that there's a medrash that tells us that the Pasuk says, Vayamesh Choshech, they could feel the Choshech, and it was ke'ove dinar. It was like the width, the thickness of a coin, of a dinar. And the Torah Tamima asks the following question. Says, I don't really understand precisely how to understand the Makkah of Choshech. There was 3 days of complete and absolute and utter darkness. People couldn't move. But this seems to fly in the face of the promise that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Noach after the Mabul. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosu, the cycle of day and night will never cease. So how do you understand the Makkah of Choshech of 3 days of night, of 3 days of darkness, in light of the fact that there is a promise of Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosu? So the Torah Tamima, Baruch HaLevi Epstein gives an answer. He suggests that maybe the Choshech means that there was like a cataract on the eye of each person, which mamish could be felt, would create this sense of total and absolute darkness. And it was ke'ovi dinar, the thickness of a coin. And this answers the questions beautifully. But I would like to suggest that the kasha that he asks about how do you understand this in light of the promise, yom v'layla lo yishbosu, points us to the fact that the Makkah of Choshech does not necessarily have to be understood literally or just literally, but there's another dimension to it. And what I would like to suggest is that ke'ovi dinar, when the Medrash tells us it was the thickness of a coin, it means that what the Mitzrim symbolized and the culture of the pagan Egyptian culture was all about material, all about physicality, all about money. And the Makkah of Choshech reflects the fact that for the Egyptians, that they sank to such a level that mamish, nothing meant anything, nothing had any meaning other than Ovi HaDinar. And indeed, they judged themselves and they judged others based on Ovi HaDinar. The lives of the slaves were meaningless because they had no value. The Ovi HaDinar of the slave, of the Jew, was nothing. And similarly, the Ovi HaDinar, the value of any other person in their society, was judged by how much money they had. And what happens at Choshech and is the beginning of the end of their belief and their value of money. Because all the money in the world couldn't save them from these 8 makkos that preceded. And this 9th makka, whatever it was, couldn't help them. The makka of Choshech is that after 8 makkas, one after the other, all the money in the world could not help them out of their misery. And it was that realization that they had nothing to rely upon, that what they thought was their strength, what they thought was their power, was actually nothing. And this is the Makkah of Choshech, which is ke'ovi hadinar, was the thickness of the coin. And I would suggest that the mirror, the message for us, is that l'chol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshvosam. The difference between Mitzrayim and the Jewish people was that Klal Yisrael, even in their very low state, their low spiritual state, there was Or B'Moshvosam, there was light in their place of dwelling. Because for a Jew at their core understands that there is something more important in the world. There's something more valuable than just the almighty dollar, if you will. The almighty dollar for some people is just the almighty. But what we understand is there's something more valuable. We cannot judge ourselves and judge others based on the size of their wallet. And that is unfortunately a challenge that sometimes we fall prey to. And we end up seeing ourselves, if we are quite wealthy, we judge ourselves favorably because look how much money I have. And sometimes, if we are struggling financially, we see that somehow as a deficiency in ourselves because we don't have what we think we should be having. And we define ourselves by this. But this is Mitzrayim. The Jewish people have light in their place because money, physicality, materialism, goods, a wealth does not define a person. It might help a person, it might aid a person, it might assist a human being, it might cause damage, it might cause suffering, but it is not who we are fundamentally. And that is the first essential point of the Makkah of Choshech. I am reminded of a story that I once heard a survivor of Auschwitz said, and that is that he recounted to, apparently to a group of individuals that were going on a tour to visit Auschwitz. And he said, as a survivor of Auschwitz, I don't have to tell you that Auschwitz was a terrible place. But this fellow who was a survivor, who ultimately grew to be a real estate mogul worth billions of dollars, said the following quote, and it echoes in my ears from the time that it was reported to me. There is something that I miss about Auschwitz, and only a survivor could say this. You know what I miss about Auschwitz, he said? In Auschwitz, money had no meaning whatsoever. Money was meaningless, was valueless. And on some level, what he was expressing was the cheapness and the shallowness that so many of us live our lives on the principle that money defines who we are and money defines how we see other people. We have to create a society, a worldview in which we are able to see ourselves and others for the value of Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi and Shenasata Bahem. And that is what gives a person value. And that's a challenge. The Jews had light, and that's what we have to have. We have to hold on to that light to see the or, the light in every human being. There's a second point here from Makkas Choshech, and that is based on a Medrash. Medrash says essentially, if you want to understand the Makkah of Choshech, you have to understand its source, the Genesis. So, of course, there's a dispute about the Genesis of the Makkah of Choshech. Medrash Tanchuma says, Meheichan haya Choshech, from where was the darkness? What was the source of it? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechoshech shelmala. It was from the Choshech emanated from the heavens, from above. Rabbi Nechemya omer Mechoshech shel Gehenim. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, the Choshech emanated from below, from hell, from below. So Machlokes is the source of Choshech milmala or milmata? And the question that Desha, the son of Yishmitzer Rebbe, asks is, what does that even mean? And who really cares? What is made, who cares whether it's from the top, from the mala, from the mata? Choshech is choshech, says the Yishmitzer son, Oz Desha. Says, I'll tell you what choshech milamata means, the choshech of Gehenna. Says, Ha'inyan hi ki chahu ki choshech nikra b'makom she'ein ha'adam yochol limtza eitza ela hatza'ar shelo. You know what choshech milamata is? It's a place where a person exists that they can't find any way out from their tsaras. The katzra nafsho lizbol hatzar zenikra. A person is just so ensconced in their darkness, they don't see any way out. There is no hope. In modern psychological parlance, total and absolute depression, where life seems so bleak and so dark, it's not even worth living. That's choshech. That's despair. And that was the Makkah of the Mitzrim. Does it mean it was the Makkah of the Mitzrim? Choshech milamata? Choshech milamata means that the Mitzrim, after 210 years of oppressing the Jews, after 210 years of being in a position of power and lordship over Klal Yisrael, now they suffered a few Makkahs and they're down and out, and they cannot even see a way out. Total and absolute despair. That's the makkah of Choshech Milamata. Choshech Milamala. Choshech Milamala means that there is some measure of hope. I would suggest, therefore, the Pasuk says, L'chol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshvosam. Choshechem, to b'nei Yisrael, there was light. They had some measure of hope. After 210 years, Klal Yisrael experienced hope. They had or. After a few months of some makas, the Mitzrim were entirely decimated psychologically, emotionally. Their darkness was so dark they could see no way out. And that occurs, connected to our first point, when a person doesn't have anything to live for beyond physical aggregation of wealth. When all of life is just determined by physical material goods, then when things get tough, all you have left is choshech. When you have a life that is lived by light, by or, by meaning and purpose beyond, then even after 210 years of affliction, there can still be or. And finally, third and final point, and that is the Nitziv. The Nitziv tells us in Hamek Dover, he says, it's really strange that Klal Yisrael was charged with going to, their neighbors and collecting the gold and silver. And during the Makkah of Choshech, they went in to check things out, right? That's what the Medrash says. During Choshech, they went to see what their neighbors had. And then on the way out, Ish me'Yisrayehu, Isham Ishchenta, they went and they collected it and they took the gold and silver on the way out. So the Nitziv asks the following question. He says, it's very strange. Why would these Mitzrim be considered Re'ehu, friends of the Jews who were going basically to take their goods on the way out? So listen to what the Nitziv says. He says that b'makas choshech, during the 3 days of darkness, lo kamu ish mitachtav gimel yamim, v'heich hisanu kulam gimel yamim. Just 3 days, the Mitzrim were not able to get up, they had no access to water, to food. They're starving. How did they survive these days of choshech? Says the Nitziv, Ela Yisrael Shahaya or b'moshvosam, but the Jews who had light in their dwelling places, Hushitu lahem mazon v'chol ha'achrechi. The Jews provided the Mitzrim with food and sustenance. And if I can use translate this into modern terminology, the Jews never lost their humanity. It doesn't mean that they're not prepared to hold the Egyptians accountable. Hashem said, you're owed all this money for 210 years of slavery. And they went in and they took it. And rightfully so. And during Choshech, the Medrash says, they went in to scout out the places. But you know what else they didn't do when they went in during Choshech? They didn't kill the Mitzrim. They didn't rape their women. They didn't butcher their children. They didn't take them hostages back to Goshen. They acted with a sense of humanity. That is the difference between the Mitzrim, who are Choshech, who lost their humanity. 210 years, they're throwing children into the river and using them as building blocks in the pyramids and killing and murdering and all types of terrible things. The Mitzrim lost their humanity. They became beasts. Klal Yisrael, after 210 years of oppression, never lost their humanity. That's what it means to be a Jew. During the 3 days of Choshech, when they went in, B'nei Yisrael, Haya Or B'moshvosam, they retained light in the place which they dwelled, meaning they retained their humanity. They retained a sense of what it means to have a neshama as a human being. The way of the beast, the way of the animal, is the way of the Mitzri. And as enticing as it might be to act like the Mitzri, to take revenge on the Mitzri, that is not the way of the Jew. Holding him accountable 100%, but not to debasing ourselves and losing our humanity in the process. So there are three important lessons here, I think, that we get from the Makkah of Choshech. The Mitzrim represent the notion of seeing ourselves and others and judging simply by the Ovi Hadinar. The Mitzrim live a life without goods and without wealth, is total darkness, total depression. But a Jew never, never, never succumbs to hopelessness, to Yiyush. And a Jew never loses their humanity because a Jew understands the value of a neshama and being connected to the spark of the in a direct and meaningful and deliberate way. And so therefore, the Mitzrim suffered choshech, but ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'mosh vosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this challenge year after year, millennia after millennia, with all the suffering that has been foisted upon Klal Yisrael over 2,000 years of galus. We are challenged, and we have and continue until this very day to never have lost our humanity. And it is in that, the or, l'chol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'mosh vosam, that we can be an or l'agayim. And when the Goyim wake up to realizing that there is an or to be had in this world, then perhaps, just perhaps, we will have fulfilled our mission to be an or l'agayim, and thus to create a world worthy of the Ribbono Shel Olam's bracha of peace. B'mehirah v'yameinu, amen. Hagudvach, Shavua Tov to all.